Thousands of people are taking to the streets of Hong Kong under the watch of riot police to demand more democracy and an investigation into the use of force to suppress the six-month-long anti-government demonstrations. The protesters want to keep up pressure on city leader Carrie Lam after pro-democracy candidates won a landslide victory in a district council election a week ago. Iraq's parliament approved the resignation of Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi on Sunday amid ongoing violence and anti-government demonstrations in the capital that saw one protester shot dead. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres delivered a strong statement to world leaders on Sunday ahead of a climate conference in Madrid. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
We are confronted now with a global climate crisis. And the point of no return is no longer over the horizon. It is in sight and hurtling towards us.
With regions on every continent experiencing extreme weather, from wildfires to floods, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres delivered a sharp rebuke to world leaders on Sunday.
Until now, our efforts to reach these targets have been utterly inadequate.
Guterres was speaking on the eve of a UN climate summit in Madrid, at which world leaders will be under pressure to do more.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. A regional bus in Tunisia crashed off a hill Sunday morning, killing 22 passengers. The Interior Ministry says 21 additional passengers are being treated at nearby hospitals. Russian emergency officials say 19 people died Sunday when their bus plunged off a bridge onto a frozen river in eastern Siberia. Another 22 people were injured in the accident. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is facing a deadline today from Congress. This, as Democrats prepare